It's a Fly Friday here at the Yolanda Adams Morning Show. Welcome back. We told you this beautiful young lady would be with us, and she is here.
Yes.
We've talked to Israel Houghton about I'm in love with a church girl. Well, here's the church girl, Vanessa Leon. Well, that's actually her character.
Yeah.
The lovely Miss Adrian Bailon. Hello, beautiful.
Good morning.
Good morning, sweetie.
Lovely
How
as
are
right.
you?
Lovely as
we
right.
are up early, rise and shine, and give God the glory.
Now, watch out for my two riding buddies here, because they are in love with you,
and they are
just so excited about what you're doing with this movie. I have
Thank
to tell you, I am so, so very proud of you.
You
have done such a great job with your career and with your brand. You know, since leaving the Disney machine with Cheetah Girls and things like that, you have really been such a great role model, and I just want to tell you thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Thank you so much. That means so much to me coming from you. It's so funny. My mom was a superintendent of children's ministries, and like every conference we would use your song, What About the Children? And like, that's one of my biggest childhood memories. So it's awesome hearing that coming from you.
Oh, wow.
And see, Adrian is a lovely church girl. God has really blessed us this morning with this church girl. She has the seed of truth in her heart. Talk a little bit about this movie and the role that you play. And I'm in love with the church girl as Vanessa. Who is Vanessa?
I'm so proud of this movie. I'm just so excited to be a part of it. It's actually a true story, and I play the role of the church girl, Vanessa. And I relate to her in a lot of ways because I was raised in church. I was raised Pentecostal, and like I said, my mom was a Sunday school teacher. My dad was a worship leader. So for me, being a part of that life, like I loved going to church. Like that was my social activities,
right.
And I loved it. So that really has been the foundation of everything that I've done, my life, my career, and everything. So I related to the character in that sense. What I love most about her is that she is non-judgmental, shows the true love of Christ, and that she loves unconditionally. It's a great love story, and it truly does show that your past does not determine your future.
Adrian, how was it working with the great Mudder Inc.?
What would I do without my Adrian?
I've known John for years in passing, obviously being in 3LW. Like, I remember we would do, like, summer jams, you know, promo tours during the summer, and John would always be the headliner, and we were, like, performing for the MPC.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I met John in passing years. And so it was great working with him. We have a great friendship, so there was, like, a comfortability there. Mm-hmm. And I think we had cool chemistry on camera. So
cool.
It was a lot of fun, lots of laughter.
Yeah.
Well, we believe that the chemistry is showing even in the promos and the trailers.
Yeah.
You guys look like you are really having a wonderful time at spreading this wonderful message, because that's
Absolutely.
It. You know, we always say that Christians should not just be in the four walls of the church. Christians
Amen.
Should be out in the marketplace doing great things and being examples.
Yep.
And I love that about you. So keep going on, girl. God's blessings on
Thank
your life.
You.
God's blessing
Thank
on your
you.
Mom and your family and everything. Let everything turn to God.
Yes.
Amen. I completely agree. I think that that's exactly what this movie is. You know, for a lot of us, you know, people seeing who they casted, kind of, some people may have been like, okay, well, why would you cast Ja Rule in a faith-based role? Why would you cast Adrian Bailon? You know, and for us, I think Gally Molina, who wrote this, is based on his true life story in Israel, and everybody who was a part of making this happen, I think they're idea was to go mainstream, because there may be somebody who, from Ja's audience, you know, who he may be drawing in, is maybe not somebody who's heard the word of the Lord, you know, before. So I think that's the great message about this. You may not be able to get somebody to go to a church service with you, but you can absolutely get them to go to the movies.
Right.
We'll hear the word either way.
Yay!
Amen.
Yep.
We want everybody to go to the movies today. It's in theaters nationwide. I'm in love with a church girl. It's an awesome movie. You're talking about a powerful story about redemption, second chance, and changing your life. You are going to be blessed by it. And Adrian, we thank God for everything that you're doing. And if people
want
to follow you, how can they keep up with you?
I am huge on social media. I'm obsessed with Instagram and Twitter. It's the same on both, @Adrian_Bailon.
Sounds good. We love you, dear. Have an awesome, awesome weekend. Congratulations again.
Bye.
Mm-hmm. I am so proud of Israel, Adrian, and all of the people, of course, Gally Molino, for even writing the movie. This this has had to have been a labor of love for him to tell his story without reservation.
Yep. Yeah.
So, you know, we love you, Gally. Thank you so much. He was traveling with Israel on How Sweet the Sound, so I got a chance to see him. He's a great guy.
Yeah, buddy.